could just stand for a few more moments, if you would, please. It's so great to have Brother Edwin Forkpaugh Sr. and Edwin Forkpaugh Jr. with us here today. Don't they look a lot alike? Oh, they both preached here. They've both been a tremendous blessing. Brother Forkpaugh came here 5-6 years ago and was very instrumental in helping get African International Ministries off the ground with Pastor Claude Obka and the great team there that's been working with Pastor Claude. And it's just such an honor for him to be a friend of Calvary Gospel Church, but to also just be a personal friend. And we love Brother Forkpaugh and, of course, Junior. Love both you guys, and it's so great to have you both here. And he's going to share with us this morning his burden. Many of you know he's been trying for a number of years now, 13 years, for his wife to get entrance into the United States. And for whatever reason, it just is not working out. Keep running into roadblocks and obstacles and one thing after another. So he's going to be going back home. He's been away from his family there for 13 years, but he'll be going back. And not that he hasn't seen them in 13 years, but he'll be going back and going to be opening up a new work there in the country of Liberia. And God bless you, brother.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you're standing, we want to take this time to give God glory for you. It's always a pleasure to be at Calvary. Amen. I know you are standing, but I just want to take this time to thank the Bishop, Bishop John Grant Sr., for his friendship over the years, his help, his encouragement. You know, I was telling somebody that Pastor Grant is known through all our fellowship. Great man of God, has served in many outstanding positions within the UPCI, and I'm very proud to be standing in this pulpit today. And I feel very humbled to do that. Thank God for Senior Pastor Brother Rob Grant. You know, there's just something about this young pastor. I mean, young, not in a way of inexperienced, very great man of God. I just love this man. You know, it's easy to fall in love with some people. Amen. Believe me, it's hard to love some people. But this one is easy to love. God, such an excellent spirit. We greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you, you know, number of pastors around him. I just love this kind of leadership where you lead from the center. Amen. Everybody else around you give you idea. Pastors this, pastor that. I like that. Amen. You will hear more about this tonight about my burden. And I want to go into this scripture, but we greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for Edwin Jr. traveling with me. You know, I'm finding it hard to keep driving in this snow. This young man is a good driver. Amen. He comes to help me. Exodus chapter number, let's read Hebrews. For Hebrews 11, 24 through 27, and Exodus 3, 1 through 10. First Hebrews 11, 24, when you find it, say amen. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to endure the pleasures of sin for the season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Exodus 3, 1 through 10. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, And he led a flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Hor. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes and off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good land, a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the crowd of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Here is the message. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto who? Pharaoh. That thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Somebody shout amen. Want to speak to you this morning shortly. I got three services today, so that should be good news for you, which means I'm not going to preach for long. The title of the message is simply this: The Burning Bush Experience. The Burning Bush Experience. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. It is anointed, it is powerful, it cannot change. Your words are infallible. Your words, oh God, have power to heal, it has power to save. I'm the one that need your anointing today. I plead with you, Father. Let your anointing fall upon this broken vessel today. Oh, anoint me, oh God, in a very special way. Your people have not come to listen to a man. They have come to listen to you. What thou say of the Lord. Speak through me, O God. The Calvary Gospel Church will be blessed. Oh, then you will receive all the glory and honor due to your name. It is the blessings we ask for. We pray it in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The Burning Bush Experience. I have some books on the table there. Those of you that don't have my books, just rush and buy, because I'm going to be getting out of the United States of America, so you don't want to, amen, I want to do a little bit of commercial here. I'm not very good at it, amen. So I better get out of that, amen. Hallelujah. Stop by the table and buy a book, and we can take out from there. Lately, I caught myself singing a song, Where He Leaves Me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Sometimes I wonder if I should even started singing a song like that. Maybe I shouldn't. But I did. The thing about God, if you don't mean anything, you better not tell him, because he will take you seriously. Some way, somehow, this song couldn't go out of my mind. I've been in the United States of America for 13 years. The Lord has blessed us. We have planted up to 29 African Daughter Works, and I was excited about planting the 30th. Amen. I was here doing my own thing in the will of God. Amen. But when I started singing the song, and the song couldn't go away, I will follow where you lead. And then God started taking me seriously. Somebody shout amen. Song kept burning in my spirit, and I kept singing it. You know, I was just talking to Pastor Grant in his office. I'm talking about Bishop Grant, and I told him, you know, the only place I want to be in this whole world is to be in God's perfect will. Not just his will, but his perfect will. It's easier said than done. Amen. Amen. And I've been feeling that God is having, you know, he has his hands upon me and he has something else to do. It's easy to misunderstand what God is saying. Maybe we all need a burning bush experience. Like Moses. Amen. Moses is in Egypt. He's born in Egypt, grew up in Egypt. Amen. You know the story of this great man. Amen. Pharaoh's daughter adopted him. The thing about God, God has a plan for every individual here. When God marks you for the destiny, amen, he's going to keep his hand upon you. You might have to be spared through a basket, amen, laid flat on the river. Do you understand that thou wish should I destroy you? God can use it to save you. You see, you got to understand that the time I'm speaking about, all the Hebrew children, boy children, were being kind of thrown into the Nile River and were the food of alligators. How can the parents be so brave to take this boy, amen, that every Egyptian was seeking to destroy and put him in that basket and laid him, amen, and put him over the water? Moses is there because he's a proper child. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm speaking to here today. The calling of God is without repentance. Moses grows up knowing the culture of Egypt, dressed like an Egyptian, spoke like an Egyptian, and even smelled like an Egyptian. So one day it came to his mind that he was gonna visit his people. When he came to years, the Bible didn't tell us exactly how old he was, but he decided to take side with the slaves of Egypt. The Bible says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for the season. I'm not too sure when Moses at first had an encounter with God. But the Bible says one day while he was out there, he seen one of his countrymen suffer at the hand of an Egyptian. And Moses rose up against the Egyptian, killed him, and buried him in the sand. Amen. And the next day, he's in the same area. Two Israelites are fussing. Isn't it funny? It's easy to understand why a stranger will fuss with you. But when you have someone your kind going against you, that's tough. Family against family, people who are supposed to understand that you are an Israelite, I'm an Israelite, we are all in the same together. But he sees one of his brothers fussing with another brother, and he said, brother, calm down. It's funny how when you try to make peace, and the things spill all over you. And then one of the Israelites stood back and said, oh-ho, are you about to kill me too? You think we didn't see you? You killed that Egyptian yesterday and buried him in the sand. But we got news for you. Pharaoh is after you, and Moses takes off running as a fugitive. He's running now. Can you imagine? Amen. This prince that dressed like a prince, that ate like a prince, that slept like a prince, that even smelled like a prince. He's running now. He's in the desert place. And the last place on Moses' mind was to go back to Egypt. Somebody shout amen. Moses said, well, I put Egypt out of my mind. He was in media for 40 years. Somebody said, that was too long. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll get me a job. I get married, I raise children, and I'm just going to do everything to put Egypt out of my mind. Amen. Moses is running from his assignment. You got to understand that when he was born with the purpose of delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt. The thing about God, when we pray for an answer, the answer doesn't come as an answer. Y'all don't want to preach with me this morning. Amen. How can I ask you for the deliverer and you send me a baby? Does it make any human sense to me when I want a deliverer? I want a God that has a developed muscle, somebody who's trained in warfare. I want you to send me a soldier, somebody that knows how to exchange fire. But some way God sends the answer in that basket. Have you prayed to God for an answer, and God, instead of send you something great, he sent you something small? He gave you a seed, not a tree. But you got to understand that all the trees of tomorrow are in the seed of today. Somebody ought to shout amen. What you are looking at as little and insignificant has all the answer, amen, of your tomorrow. So God does not operate like us. Amen. He deals with us through a process. And I don't know about you, but I don't like processes. If I had my way, I would elevate. I would get in an elevator. I prefer an elevator to a stairway. One step at a time. One step at a time. Come on, Lord. I don't have long here. Sometimes I feel like telling God, I wish you were a little faster. But his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither his ways our ways. As far as the sky is above the earth, so his ways are above our ways. So Moses takes off running, and I'm not too sure if Moses really had a real encounter with God. Now he got a job, got a wife, trying to mind his own business. One thing I like about God, he's not going to let you go. He's after you. You are marked for greatness. You are heading for destiny. 40 years haven't changed anything. Moses is at the backside of the desert and he's taking care of the flock. And then one day he looks over and he sees a bush on fire. This was not the first time you've seen a bush on fire, because in the desert place like that, it was very common, amen, to see a bush just catch on fire. Amen. But you see, most of the time, the bush will catch on fire and it will consume away. It will just burn down. But this one, somebody shout, this one was not about to go away. The bush kept burning and burning and burning. Amen. But it was not consumed away. He probably turned aside. He looked again and the bush is still on fire. Have you ever had an issue on fire that did not go away? It burned in the morning. It burned in the evening. It burns late at night. And whatever you did, the bush kept burning. My God, I feel the same way today. Something keeps burning, but it's not going away. When Moses saw this, he said, I'm going to turn around and see this. You call it this great sight God has shown to me. And when the Lord saw that Moses turned around, amen, to see this great sight, and here another funny and strange phenomenon. God, angel of the Lord, began to speak out of the burning bush. Hey, I stop by to tell this good church that that thing that keeps burning in your heart, in your life, that will not go away. If you were giving enough attention to that, God is going to speak out of that situation. You say, preacher, I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. It's frightening. But oh, if you will give God a chance, you're going to hear the voice of God from your burning bush. Give God a hand of praise in this house. God is about to give somebody a burning bush experience. Moses turns around. He hears the voice of God. And the first thing God said was, Moses, Moses. When God gives you a double call, you better heal. He didn't just say Moses. He said, Moses, Moses. Here is a fugitive. Here is a man running away from Egypt. Not only did God call, but God called him by name. Worry, there's somebody here today thinking you are running from God, you are running from your purpose, and God doesn't care what happened to you. I stopped by to let you know that He knows your name, He knows your purpose, He got His eyes on you. You might think you are a fugitive running from justice, but God has not changed His plan. For you, somebody shall yes. My God, Moses stands there. He's screaming and he has his face because he was afraid to look upon God. And God said, I've seen the affliction of my people which are down in Egypt. And I've come down to save them, to deliver them. And then Moses standing there, Moses is saying, okay, yes, I hear that. That all sounds good. And then God said, come now. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. Pharaoh lives in Egypt. So God, what do you want me to do? I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, God, you don't understand, do you? This is the man I'm running from. Pharaoh is after me. Pharaoh wants to destroy my life. God said, I'm going to send you back. In other words, I have some unfinished business in Egypt. And I want you to go. That which you have started, you can't run away from it. I'm here to tell somebody today that you are in God's perfect will. No matter what circumstances come, God is still going to lead you. You might be running. You might be at the backside of the dust and think that God has forgotten about you. But God is still keeping watch over you. If He could save you in a basket, God will protect His purpose. No alligator going to eat you. No Pharaoh gonna kill you. The desert cannot swallow you up because the purpose of God is bigger than an alligator. I came to preach to somebody here today. The purpose of God is bigger than Pharaoh. I don't know who I came to preach to today. No, you shall not die. You are destined for the promise. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. No, you shall not die. You shall not die. God has a purpose for you. Amen. Moses is standing there, and then God said, don't. You see, isn't that funny how we come in the very presence of God, and sometimes we don't even know how close we are to victory. 40 years of running, getting a job, getting a wife, getting children, you know how it is, have blinded Moses. But now he's in the presence of God. God said, take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground. My God, I came to tell people here that here at Calvary Gospel Church, you are surrounded by angels. You are not just standing on the ground, but you are standing on holy ground. So stop running. Stop thinking you are a fugitive. You are destined for glory. Take off your shoes. Somebody shall hold the ground. And God said, come now, I'm going to send you to Egypt. You know, every one of us got unfinished business. And I hate to think, because to me, like Moses, when Moses was at the backside of the desert, brother, he tried to put Egypt out of his mind. Get a wife, get some children, get a job. You know, every married man needs a job. Amen. I don't want to get in trouble there, man. Yeah, you need a job. Get stuff out of your mind. And then Moses is minding his own business. And when the Lord interrupted his program and told him, I'm sending you back because I got some unfinished business. Moses gave one excuse after another. He said, I know I met you in the burning bush, but the children down in Egypt, amen, they've been there so long. Why you wanted me to tell them? God said, well, tell them the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent you. He said, well, Lord, question number two. What if they ask, what is your name? Okay, just tell them, I am. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I am that I am. Which that means everything they wish for me to be, I am to them. Amen. If they want a healer, I'm their healer. When they want a provider, I'm their provider. When they want to make a way out, I am their way. If they want freedom, I'm their freedom. Because the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Anything you want from God, he is Yahweh, is his name, the self-existing one. Amen. You want a friend, he's a friend. Somebody ought to clap your hand and shout. Moses says, okay, but God, do you know that I'm slow of speech? Isn't it funny how we try to inform God, the one who made us in our mother's womb, who knew us before we were formed, even when there was no substance? God, I can't speak. Every time I open my mouth, I say, go. God, you know my inadequacy. But let me tell you something as I prepare to close this message this morning. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I'm glad God is not looking for some good speaker. God is not looking for some people that are eloquent. He just calls the willing. Amen. Moses goes down to Egypt. He said, well, Son, you give me all the excuses. I will let Aaron go with you. Aaron will be your spokesman. Do you know when they got down to Egypt, Aaron didn't say a word. Because if you can stand and kneel before Yahweh, you can stand before any king. The burning bush experience. You know, just a few days ago, I was talking to God. I said, God, my plan. Isn't it funny how we tell God our plans? And we want for God's plan to fit into our plans. Not a bad plan. My plan was good. I wanted to bring my whole family. My son came. And I said, God, I'm going to bring my wife. I'm going to bring my children. You bring everybody here. I'm going to do a great ministry. What? Then one day I was praying. The Lord said, when I was about to, I think the 8th year or so, the Lord said, 12 years. I don't want to hear that. Well, 12 years. So I didn't really give any attention to God. Sometimes I tried to ignore his voice. He was really saying, after 12 years, you are out of here. I said, what? He said, because I got some unfinished business in Liberia. I said, God, I give you the glory. But I planted 14 churches in Liberia. God said, that's besides the point. I wanted to go back and finish that which you started. I still got some unfinished business. I said, God, I came here and I'm doing the work. 29 African dollar works across the United States of America. God is saying, that's all fine, but I want you to go back and finish. Like Moses, I say, God, okay. One. Financially, I am disabled. I can't go. Two, where am I going to go back to? Lord, if I remember well the last time, they were chasing me. They were trying to kill me. Lord, you remember that? And God said, all your excuses are invalid. I want you to go back. I said, but what are you going to do with me? I don't even have my plane ticket. He said, don't worry about a plane ticket. The plane ticket will be bought. Then I said, I need somebody here. And they said, call your friend. I said, God, which one? And Gary Gospel Church couldn't get out of my mind. You see, the thing I like about God, when he sends you, he makes provision. So I took the phone and I called Pastor Roy Green and I said, I'm feeling something in my spirit. What is it? The idea of, I said, I love your church so much. And I do, I love this church. Everything the church stands for, this is a fine church, a revival church, a power church, a praying church, a Holy Ghost church, a holiness church. I love the church. I said, the point here is, what if I come under your anointing, under your great unbrotherly leadership, so you lay hand on me and send me back to Liberia so I can finish the unfinished business. Amen. Thinking. He said, so what do you want to do? I said, I want to plant a church in Liberia called Carry Gospel Church International. And as soon as I said that, I said, here's another thing. I want to go under your umbrella. I will be your pastor on the ground, and you are going to be my bishop. He said, oh, I said, yeah, that's what the Lord said to my spirit. And a few days he called me and said, Brother Fopa, I understand. We're going to work together. That's why I am here. Because I had an encounter when a burning bush and it can't go away. Pastor, last night my son is sleeping in heavenly peace, and I got up, I couldn't go to sleep. All I had in my mind was Calvary Gospel Church International. I couldn't go to sleep. The fire kept burning and burning and burning. I can see the picture vividly before me. I can see the church. Amen. All of the idea of being transported to Liberia, West Africa, and a group of people from here coming on the mission trip to Liberia, to your own church that you have built. You will see the sign reading Calvary Gospel Church International. Raise your hand and claim the vision. Raise your hand and see it. The bush is burning. The bush is burning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I want everybody to pray here. Yamo shakotalamaha. Hey, I feel something. The bush keep burning. It keeps burning. Raise your hand and pray in the presence of God until you feel something. Back to Liberia for an unfinished business. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Raise your hand in the presence of the Lord right now. Oh. The bush is burning. I don't have the money, but the bush is burning. I don't have the contact, but the bush is still burning. Hey! Will somebody pray right now? Will somebody pray for Liberia? In the little bit of the Holy Ghost is saying, it's time to go international. Yes, church, that's it. Yes, church, just pray. In the little bowl, I came to connect with you. I came to connect with you because God has some unfinished business. Yes. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed. Is there anybody that's hearing the voice from the burning bush? You might be thinking God is finished with you. He's not finished with you. There's some unfinished business, and God is calling to you. Souls are dying. Souls are perishing. Your calling has not come to an end yet. Tell your neighbor, say, it's not finished yet. God is not finished with you yet. God is not finished with me. God is not, he got his hands on you. I want you to walk through this altar with your hand raised towards heaven in answer to your burning bush experience. That thing, I'm talking to everybody, just move from your seat. If you can, raise your hands in the presence of God. Surrender like Moses. Take off your shoes, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground. He's not finished with you yet. Yeah, he wants to send you. Yes, to deliver his people. Kokomo Sheke. Yuriomo Shakamoha. Come on, go ahead and pray to the Holy Ghost. He's not finished yet. You might be running. You might be thinking you are on the backside of the desert. Ororomo Shakomohotayabaha. I wish you were praying to the Holy Ghost. I wish you were praying. Yamo Kasatae Mohoto. Homo Sheke Mohata. Yes, Sakomahata. Sakomahata Yabaha. He's not finished yet. He's not finished with you. Yamo Shakomaha. He's not finished. He's not finished. Yamo. Unfinished business. Unfinished business. Hey. Yamo Shakabaha. He's not finished yet. He's not finished. He's not finished with you yet. He's not finished. He's not. Come on, church. He's not finished. He come on. Unfinished business. Unfinished. Unfinished.